We've future-proofed our village hall. So we had a village hall that was 40 years old and it was slightly drafty. The roof was letting in bats and birds and it wasn't a very welcoming and warm space. And so we've spent all the money on a new thoroughly insulated roof, some solar panels and a battery, some air source heat pumps for our heating, and two electrical vehicle charging points in our car park. We've rendered the village hall and we've internally reconfigured the hall to bring it up to modern specifications.
This is quite the investment, and as you say, future-proofing is definitely the word. It's tell me about the history of the hall and what type of activities go on there. What sort of hub is it for the community?
So in 1978, a man called Eric Dyer had the idea that our village, St. Eulenice, needed a village hall. And back then it was just a field in the middle of a village with nothing here. It was just a plot of land. The village got behind this idea and created a committee, a fundraising committee and a building committee. And they had a scheme which was quite novel to buy a brick. So everyone in the community was invited to buy a brick for £1. Quite a lot of people bought a brick. And with that, the local builders built the hall. It took about 5 years and it was opened in 1985.
And ever since then, what's it used for?
Well, the hall is at the absolute heart of St. Eulenice community. It's used by anyone and everyone, I'd say. We're just, Ros and I are currently in the newly reconfigured work hub suite, and I've just come in the door as the Chuff wheelchair dancers were leaving. So we've got an incredible array of local talent and local groups who've come into the hall and been here for a number of years as a kind of long-standing beneficiaries and kind of supporters. So we've got Brownies, St. Eulenice Art Club, we've got Taekwondo,
we also have a lot of groups that just drop in and use our hall. So we often host the parish show, which is for the whole of the village. We have bingo, fundraisers, coffee mornings, craft fairs, all things like that. So it's well used. It was previously well used, but it wasn't sustainable. The funding was the community levelling up money, and we have certainly levelled up our village hall. We got rid of our oil-filled monster of a central heating system, and now all of our elements are green. They were all installed by GreenGen, and as I say, we've certainly dragged the hall into the 21st century.
It's not just been about environmental sustainability as well, it's about sustaining the building for future use. I mean, we were actually on track, like many well-loved community buildings, of not being financially sustainable in the future because our bills, our outgoings, were way too much than we could ever ask our people renting the facilities to pay.
So just talk us through what's happening on Sunday and what are the timings?
So we're going to be starting the timings at 11 o'clock. We'll be cutting the ribbon and we've invited the old village hall committee, the original committee from 1978, along with the new committee. And we'll be cutting the ribbon and showcasing the hall in all its glory. There'll be a PowerPoint presentation showing the journey of the project from the beginning to the end as we are today. And people will feel free to go around behind the scenes, behind the stage, in the hall, in the Hawkins Rouse room, enjoy some free refreshments. And we've got St. Dennis Ukulele Band and the Seabirds to entertain us. The Community Capacity Fund also funded part of our project because they paid for our planning regulations, our asbestos surveys, our bat surveys, and our architect. Now, architects are called ARC, and they're from Newquay, and they have been absolutely fabulous and with us the whole journey. And our builders West Country Maintenance Services have been absolutely fantastic to work alongside. We've been really well supported financially and with community support. And we've had funders including Scottish Power, Bernard Sunley, Garfield Western Foundation, our very own parish council, alongside our bingos and coffee mornings and other activities that we've used to get the support financially and also the emotional support.